Welcome to a special episode of the Sunday Night Army Podcast with your host, Jacob.
All right, welcome to the show. I am Jacob, and today I have Entertainment News Part 4. Now, lots of stuff to cover in the entertainment news right now going on in the world. But we'll get to all that. Find me everywhere in every podcast streaming platform. Of course, all social media. And don't forget, I am having a contest. Get yourself some Samsung Buds that I'm looking at right now, right here in a box. And go check out the contest rules online on all social media. All you got to do is go to the merch store, get yourself some merch from the Sunday Night Army, a mug, a shirt, a hoodie, whatever. Take a selfie with it. Send it in. And I'll share it on social media, and you're immediately entered to win Samsung Buds. And I'll send it anywhere in the world. So wherever you are, you can win it. And I will send it over to you if you win. So grab the merch store, get yourself some Sunday Night Army gear, and get a chance to win these Samsung Buds. The contest is open till April 1st of this year. Now, entertainment news. Lots of stuff going on. And we will start the stuff that's happening right now. Olympics, anybody watching? No, me neither. Opening ceremonies went and boring as hell. Mind you, this is China. A lot of stuff happening there on their microscope. We have tensions worldwide of things happening. So obviously the Olympics aren't going to be as amazing, as flashy as they always were. But we have to remember where they are, because China isn't the best country in the world. I'm sure you guys have seen all the journalists being controlled and attacked, and they're trying to control the information outflow and a bunch of restrictions. It's just not a fun time for something that's supposed to be a celebration of sport with all the countries worldwide. Now, besides that, there is also a giant event coming up this week. It's called the Super Bowl. Super Bowl, well, I have my favorite to win. And for those who've listened to the show, you know, my former quarterback from Detroit, Matthew Stafford, is my bet this weekend. But I like the Cincinnati team, how they're built, how they're set up. It's just a really good team. And either one, they deserve to win, and so does LA. So either way, Cincinnati, LA. I'd hope Stafford wins, but it's going to be a fun game. I don't think it's going to be a dud. I think it's going to be a lot of stuff going on that'll be fun, fantastic. Now, halftime show. Now, I have to talk about it because it's music. And the halftime show in the Super Bowl. It's going to be interesting because a lot of it is going to be music from like 20 years ago. Maybe even older, because some of the older Snoop Dogg and Dre stuff is like 30 years ago. Now remember, these five acts, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, is a nice mix of West Coast music, but Eminem's from Detroit. Don't know if they just ran out of, you know, recency bias here, but I don't think there's talent that could stack up and actually headline a Super Bowl. Now, Dr. Dre's a big deal, been producing forever, and is very talented at doing what he does, but they're some of the biggest acts, but let's come on. Mary J. Blige, not exactly leading the charts right now in anything. Snoop Dogg is just a veteran. Kendrick Lamar, it's been a year. Dr. Dre still doing his thing. Eminem, obviously, still kind of relevant. But most of the big popular stuff, especially from Dr. Dre, was about 20 years ago. Chronic 2001. I have the CD. You know, it's fantastic. But that's the biggest hits. So it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. But not much besides Eminem and Kendrick Lamar. Nothing too recent for coming out of these people. But I guess that's their options over there on the West Coast, what they wanted to bring. And just looking at their audience, it's something different. And I'm cool with it. I'm excited to see what happens. And hopefully it's a good show. Something different for entertainment news. Video games. As I do play a little bit of video games, Modern Warfare, Fallout, a little bit of Warzone, PUBG. I play shooters quite a bit. But I also like different games to watch sometimes. I like some of my favorite streamers stream Forza Horizon 5, Euro Truck. Different simulators are cool to watch. There's so many out there. There's really interesting stuff, because video games take us to a different place, and it's part of entertainment, and they offer us something maybe that we can't do in real life, and like trucking or flight simulators or whatever it is. Things, you know, put us in a different mindset. But now, there is something far, far more exciting than that. There is a new game out that is also a simulator called Lawnmower Simulator. With 14 mowers, 3 weed whackers with attachments. Huh? So you're telling me there's a game of something you should actually be doing if you have a lawn. So you're going to sit at your computer and mow lawns instead of actually going outside and mowing lawns. We used to call that extra money. Doing that. Actually doing it. Can you have imagined way back there would be people playing a game cutting imaginary lawns with the lawnmowers on their PC instead of actually being useful and going outside to actually cut it? This is the world we live in today. I think this is a little bit on the extreme lazy part of simulators and video games. I think we're pushing here because lawnmower simulator, come on now. I know there's dumb games out there, but this has got to be one of the dumbest things that they have come up with. One of the dumbest. Not to beat a dead horse, but come on, lawnmower simulator. What are we doing here? And they try to get you, I don't know. Okay, like, you really want to do that, get a real lawnmower and go cut other people's lawns. Seriously. So let's get into, I don't know. I saw that, I'm like, I gotta talk about it. It's interesting. Let's talk about movies and TV. Anybody else see the trailer for The Batman? Anybody actually excited about it? I saw it. I'm not really excited about it. I don't know why. It feels more like a TV show to me than an actual movie. Maybe it's just me. I might be weird. A lot of the DC stuff usually goes overboard, crazy, overdoing it on everything. But this just seems a little bit underwhelming. More like a TV show. But again, that's just a personal take. I might not be right. But I saw that, not too impressed. Will I see it? Yeah. But I'm not going to see it right away. I'm just going to wait. And I'm not spending theater money for this. Doesn't seem that it's worth it. So, speaking of things worth it, halfway through Ozark, the last season here, part one. Anybody else actually into this show? I love it. Good storytelling. Always on the edge of the seat. It's interesting. And I think it's going to go off on a good, finish here. So I'm looking forward to seeing the other half and finishing off this series. Because it's really good. Big fan. Yellowstone also finished it off, season 4. Amazing. Good stuff. Again, good writing, good storytelling. Interesting stuff. Keeps it going. Keeps it lively. Those who haven't seen it, go check it out. I'm not getting anything out of this, but just telling you about stuff I watched. Now, I watched a movie called The Eternals. I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but I was looking forward to this movie quite a bit. Quite a bit. And I was not impressed. Because I was telling one of my friends about this at work the other day. It was also very underwhelming. I was expecting more of an explanation. Because some of it didn't make sense. They're just sitting around waiting. The Earth gets attacked a billion times. And they're just like, not getting attacked by what we're waiting for. So you guys do your thing. It just didn't make sense to me. So hopefully that plays in more in the future, MCU movies more, and kind of gets included into things, and we'll get more of a deep dive into how the Eternals are evolved into the entire universe and cross promotion with other stuff. So it should be interesting, but I was not impressed with this movie. I watched it once. I don't think I'll be watching that again. Spider-Man No Way Home, awesome. You know that meme with 3 Spider-Mans pointing at each other? Yep, that was all of them. All of them in that movie. Spoiler alert. It was great. Definitely something you have to rewatch. A lot of different things happening. Probably have to rewatch this movie before the next Doctor Strange movie. Just to kind of get it going. I was excited. We'll watch that again. That was pretty fun. And I like the Venom tie-in Spoiler alert. Oh, well. Watched the Loki series. Caught up on that. That was good. Disappointed with the ending. With almost the ending. With the whole goal of the show. That was disappointing, but the journey there was fun. Tell you guys that. I still have to catch up on Hawkeye. But anyway. Just some of the things I watched. Some of the things I invested some time in. Of little time I have between doing stuff. But yeah, that was that. Now that we're talking about watching things a little bit more, just finish it off here. I had a series that I've been watching for a very long time, and I picked it up again. Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. Been on season 8 right now, and on Prime. It's a fantastic show, tell you right now. And sometimes we forget what the world actually looks like. With everything going on in the world right now, with everything happening, last couple years. Besides loving the food on this show, I miss seeing different culture, people, experiencing different locations. And this is what makes this show even more amazing than it already is at this moment, because gives me glimpses into the food and the world that used to be before the COVID panic. Everything that's out there right now. There's so much out there. There's so much differences in the world. There's so much going on just outside of our little bubbles. And I traveled a bit before this whole COVID thing. And I don't know that the next time I'm going to have the opportunity to do so. But I miss seeing different locations, meeting different people, eating different food. That's why I really, 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 really like this show. It was great when I first started watching it way back, and getting back into it now. Totally different mood comparing what we're feeling now, what's happening now, to what's happening on that show right now as I'm watching it back. And that's the show episode like 10 years old now, but the stark contrast of what's there now and the abilities and the world out there, it's just mind bending. And we forget what we appreciated back then and how we're limited now to doing some of that. Love that show. It's a great show. So, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. So, I still have to watch the other layover one with him at the airports and stuff, whatever. I'll get to that one day. Now, there's a big cloud over the social media podcasting community. And I'm not going to address all of it right now. It is entertainment. It is news. The Joe Rogan stuff. I wanted to do it on this episode. But there's so much to talk about because I'm a podcaster, I'm an artist, but I'm also a realist. And those points I want to cover in another episode, but what's happening is what I told you previously is going to happen eventually to me, anyway, in this country, where a group of people gets pissed off, even though it's a vocal minority. Now, instead of letting the company decide what it wants to do with itself, they pressure it. Now, what happened to agreeing to disagree? What happened to discourse? Now, this is a guy who hosts a show, number one show on Spotify, millions of listens, talks to people with credentials, let's say, and instead of trying to refute the information, you yell him down, you shout him down, you cancel him. Regardless of my opinion on it, what if that happened to you in the field you're working in? All of a sudden somebody comes by and says, nope, you're wrong, I don't like what you're saying, you need to shut it down. Regardless if you're right or wrong, how would that impact you? If somebody came right now and tried to cancel my tiny little show here, I'll never go down without a fight. You can try cancel me all you want. I'm gonna come up and punch you in the fucking face. Because I don't give a shit. I still currently have the freedom to say whatever I want. And you should too. Regardless if we agree or disagree on something. I mentioned this before, and I don't want to make this entertainment news episode too political, but this is a topic I'm going to get into later on, and on another episode, because I think it needs a lot of time to kind of digest. And I'm waiting to see what more happens with this, because it affects what we do now here on this show and my other shows that are coming up. I did start another podcast, the Prudent Podcast. You guys have seen that, I'm sure. Go like, follow, and that'll be more of an opinionated show. And why not? I want to move some of my opinion from here to that, because I want to make sure this is all entertainment. And you guys can get more of my opinion and things going on in the world over there. So I don't muddy the show with more than one topic. But we're setting a precedent to something that one day could hurt us in the long term. And I want you to remember that. And I know some gurus out there, some podcast experts, top whatever nonsense bullshit magazine podcasters will tell you otherwise. But this is the platform. The platform that you can still do whatever you want on. So we have to be really careful in what we do and how we engage this platform as a listener. As a podcaster, we shouldn't have too many limits. Obviously, don't go out there promoting war or harm to others. But you should have your opinion. And I've mentioned it on other episodes already. And this show, Entertainment News, I will give you my opinion on things upon these episodes in the entertainment industry. Go find my other show that will be starting up shortly on other things. Probably next week, you should expect another episode, actually a first episode of the show, of Prudent Podcast. And we'll get some more opinions there. But we really have to be careful how we let others use this. Again, there's people that are for it, against it. We're all allowed to have an opinion. But be careful who you want to censor and why. Now, entertainment news. Lots of other stuff happening. So I covered the Olympics, the Super Bowl. I'll come back on the other show to talk about a couple different of these things. Some outcomes of things that are happening. Please don't invest in Lawnmower Simulator because that is nonsense. Or do whatever. Do whatever you want. But you can just come mow my lawn if you want to play that game. Cover some movies and TV shows. And of course, don't forget to enter the contest. Get yourself some Samsung Buds courtesy of the Sunday Night Army. Check out the link in social media how to do that. And you guys want to talk Spotify, you want to talk Joe Rogan, I'll be more than happy to throw in a panel together and have a nice topical discussion with everyone. That would be fantastic. And see if we can make it civil and set an example of how it's done. Because obviously the media isn't going to do that. And the loudmouths that are out there. And the fake protesters. Because you know what? If you haven't spoken about anything going on in the world and you just came out because this guy said something that you didn't like, you're doing it wrong. Star. Don't care how popular you once were. So that's my thing. Entertainment News, episode 4? Yeah, that's what's happening. And try to get more of these out there and keep up with anything. Of course, you guys know where to find me, but there's going to be a whole bunch of new interviews coming up. The Slater shows booked up all the way till the summer. Bunch of episodes of everything, and I will throw in more of these in there. Just random things happening in the entertainment news world. And some commentary coming up, obviously, very soon on this stuff. So if you're interested as a podcaster to go and have a conversation, drop me a line. And we will set something up. Something like a Twitter space, but maybe on Zoom. Nice, quick discussion on all this stuff, and maybe we can bring something interesting to light. That's it for the episode. Talk to you guys later.